PBS Kids.
Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up, it's Word Girl. Flying at the speed of sound, vocabulary that astounds. From the planet lexicon, watch her villains, here she comes. Faced with a catastrophe, we need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the prime world in check.
Listen for the words shimmy and indestructible.
One funkadelic day at the Botsford residence.
Hey! Now, shake with the beat. With the beat.
The beat?
The beat! Shake! Like this. Ba-ba-da-doo-da. Ba-ba-ba-da-da.
Okay.
Okay, not bad.
Oh, come on, Dad. Be honest. Dancing isn't exactly my strong suit.
Nonsense, honey. All you need is a little practice. You'll get better. Anybody can learn. It's easy for almost everybody.
I'm still not sure why you thought entering us in a boogie-oogie-oogie contest was a good idea.
Not just a boogie-oogie-oogie contest, Becky. The city annual boogie-oogie-oogie contest.
Right, but...
Imagine you and me facing off against hundreds of dancers, knocking them out with the Botsford shimmy. Hooah!
Nice.
Thanks. Plus, I have a reputation to protect. When I was a kid, my mom and I were three-time champions, you know.
I'm not going to have to wear an outfit like that, am I?
I rode that success all the way to the top of the dancing mountain. My own instructional dance video. If we don't win that boogie-oogie-oogie contest today, this video will be useless. No one will ever take it seriously again, and I'll be ruined on the boogie-oogie-oogie circuit. Ruined! But no pressure. You just relax, clear your mind, and let younger me transport you to the land of boogie oogie oogie. Yeah!
Wow, look at that.
Now, I have to go up to Meditation Hill and go through my pre-dance relaxation ritual. So just watch and learn, Becky.
Okay, great. Thanks. Bye. Oh, man. Look at him shimmy. There's no way anyone can learn how to dance like that in just one... Wow, Bob, you're really boogie-oogieing. Show off.
Help! Help
Someone
me,
in the distance
help.
Calling for help! Word, Bob!
Moments later, out past the city limits.
Help! Help me! Help! Help!
Huggy, do you see him? Great job! Let's go!
Help! Help me! Help!
Phew! That was a close one. You're safe now, go. The mannequin? But why would...
Help! Help me! Help! Help! Help!
Thanks. Yeah, I agree. It does look like some kind of energy field. Come on! Okay, Huggy, let's take it out! Nothing. And that was my best punch. Huggy, this energy field may be indestructible. We could be stuck out here for a while. No, I'm not just saying that so I'll miss the dance contest. Fine, believe what you want. Meanwhile, we have to figure out who's behind this. Dr. Two Brains? You lured us out of the city with this mannequin so we'd be trapped outside this force field.
Looks like you're going to have a hard time stopping my scheme, Word Girl, now that you're stuck outside the city.
Hey, let us back in. That's not fair.
Well, since you put it that way, all right.
Really?
Sure, I want to be fair. I'm going to put it right here where you can see it, but not touch it. Isn't that extra mean?
Hey!
Ooh, it's so close you could practically touch it, eh? If only you could just reach through this indestructible energy field, you'd be able to press that little button and shut it down. But you can't.
Yeah, but if I could reach through the energy field, I wouldn't need to shut it down.
She has a point, Thug.
Right, I know, but let's not get hung up on details while I'm gloating, okay? I was gloating.
Well, you're not very good at the gloating.
I don't care what you think, word girl. I'm at peace with my gloating skills and my new weapon.
Oh, wait, let me guess. Another ray that turns stuff into cheese?
No. But maybe. Hey, so what if it is? I like cheese. It's a gift that I enjoy giving to myself.
Trust me, we know.
Well, the whole city's going to know, because this little mama turns whole buildings into cheese.
Hit it!
It worked!
All right, so you turned an abandoned building into cheese. Is that it? Are we done here?
Who knew? Not by a long shot. If that cheese building tastes good, I'm going to zap the entire city, and there's not a thing you can do about it. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to eat a building.
Boss, did you know there is a town in England called Cheddar?
There is not. Really?
We can't break it.
Will Word Girl and Captain Huggy Face find a way to get back in before Dr. Two Brains turns the city into cheese? Will Word Girl learn how to boogie oogie oogie before the big dance? Will Word Girl discover a way to use boogie oogie oogieing to destroy Dr. Two Brains' energy field?
Wait a minute, that's it. I've got an idea that's just crazy enough to work. I can boogie-oogie-oogie at super speed, shimmying at just the right rhythm and frequency. Maybe, just maybe, I can disrupt the energy field and make my way back in. Well, let's face the music and dance. Ooh, yeah.
Oh, my.
Da-da-da-da! Hoo-ah!
Stop.
Wait, what are you doing?
What is she doing?
Boogie-oogie-oogieing my way back into the city.
Ah, well, that was refreshing. Now I am ready to... Sweet baby carrots! I have to put a stop to this right now! Out of my way, relaxers! Namaste, keep it mellow, sorry. Emergency!
Get ready, Doc. I'm going to shimmy right through this energy field.
Shimmy?
Yeah, shimmy, to shake and dance.
I know what shimmy means. Have you seen my high school yearbook? I'm just surprised.
Why? Because I figured out your energy field's weakness?
Oh. No, I'm surprised you thought that would work. You can't shimmy through an indestructible energy field. Come on, it's shimmy-proof.
Stop! It's horrible! Horrible!
I know, anonymous concerned citizen, but I'll figure out a way to disarm this energy field. Don't you worry.
No, not the energy field, although it is scary looking. No, I was talking about your dancing. It's even scarier looking.
Oh, right. Well, dancing isn't really my strong suit. I'm more of a superhero.
Yes, but I have just the thing for you. My own personal Boogie Oogie Oogie instructional video. You can borrow it when my daughter's finished watching it.
No, that's okay.
Oh, really? I insist.
I hate to break this up, but no, that's not true, because I don't. Anyway, I'm going to turn this whole city into admittedly mediocre cheese, and no one can stop me!
Listen, stranger who I've never seen before, you see that remote control right there?
Yes?
Well, that's the button that turns this indestructible energy field off. You have to hit it so I can stop Dr. Two Brains.
You've got it, Word Girl.
Oh, no, you don't. Henchman, grab Mr. Shimmy.
Oh, no, look out!
Ha! Not to worry. Watch closely, Word Girl. Here's your first boogie-oogie-oogie lesson. Yay! Oh! Look out! Shake it, don't break it. Yeah!
No! Wait! Stop! Stop!
Oh, did you say stop? You can't stop the boogie!
Way to go, Dad!
Yeah! Did you just call me Dad?
No.
Are you sure? I thought...
Okay, Two Brains. You might as well give up.
I don't think so. Check it out. My ray is now pointed at the city skyline. There's absolutely nothing you can do.
Okay, let's wrap this up. Looks like you're going to boogie-oogie-oogie into prison, Doc.
Great polyester leisure suits. What time is it? 4 o'clock. The dance contest is starting soon. I have to hustle.
Oh, me too.
Why? Are you in the contest?
You'd better hurry.
Right.
Right. Word up.
Boogie down.
Oh, man. You think they'll forget to call the police again?
Can someone scratch my nose?
Oh, great. We all made it. Wait, Becky, where's your costume? I'll look silly if you're not in costume.
Yeah, it kind of got ruined. Sorry?
Impossible. It's made from indestructible spandex. Watch. Yow!
Right. Listen, Dad, I don't really want to do this.
Oh, yes, you do.
No, look, Dad. Winning this contest is important to you. And if you dance with me, there's no way you'll win.
Oh, honey, I don't care about winning. Okay, I do care about winning. But do you know what I care more about? Dancing with my daughter.
Aw, thanks, Dad.
Oh, come on. What do you say?
Yeah, still no. I'll dance with you, just not in a big competition in front of the whole city. Deal?
Deal. But now what am I gonna do? This is a two-person dance competition. Oh.
I think I have an idea.
And the winners for this year's citywide Boogie Oogie Oogie Dance Contest are Tim and Bob Botsford!
And so, Dr. Two Brain's indestructible energy field was no match for the power of the Boogie Oogie Oogie. And Becky didn't have to shimmy in front of the entire city. Tune in again next time for another thrill-packed adventure of Word Girl.
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is...
May I Have a Word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I Have a Word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is evade. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word. Yes, Tommy.
To evade is to fly through the sky.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
You might want to double check that.
I really don't need to. I know the definition of evade. Good guess, though. Anyone else? Yes, Emily, do you have a definition for the word evade?
From what I saw in the clips, Word Girl was trying to get away from stuff being thrown at her. Like when you're playing dodgeball. So I would say evade means to dodge or get away.
That is correct, Emily. See, Tommy, evade doesn't mean to fly.
Well, it should.
Okay, congratulations, Emily. You are today's winner. Huggy, show her what she's won. An official Word Girl balance beam! Just like those fancy gymnasts use, paint sold separately. That's it for today's episode. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Word Girl!
Hey kids, listen for the words authentic and competition. Early one morning, all is quiet down at the city marina. Well, maybe not so quiet.
All right, Energy Monster. Time for a little Word Girl super strength.
Another authentic Word Girl victory.
Nothing like saving the city before breakfast. What time is it?
It's 7:57.
7:57? I'm almost late for school! That's strange. Why is everyone outside on the field instead of in the classroom? Oh, yeah! Today is field day! Oh, field day is an all-day outdoor competition where we have fun races and contests. I can't wait! Hey, you two. Excited about the big competition?
Sure am. Although I'm excited about pretty much everything.
I just picked this competition. It smells pretty.
Oh, no, that's a chrysanthemum, a type of flower. A competition is a contest or a game between rivals.
Oh, good to know.
Morning, Toby. cause any destruction lately?
Why, Becky Botsford, whatever do you mean?
I think she's referring to your habit of building robots that destroy things and create chaos in the city.
Thank you, Ace Reporter. What's all this hoopla?
It's field day.
An all-day outdoor chrysanthemum.
I think you mean competition.
Oh, boo. I was looking forward to spending the day in a chair. You mean I'll be forced to run around and act all silly?
Some people call that playing and having fun.
Hello, children of Woodview Elementary!
For those of you who don't know me, I am Mrs. Ripley. I teach a certain special class here at Woodview. Some of you call it gym. Others might call it physical education or PE when you're in a hurry. But I call it an awesome time! Yeah! Now, it is my pleasure to welcome you to Field Day! Are you ready to have fun?
Yay!
Are you ready to win prizes?
Yay!
Are you ready to exercise in the spirit of healthy competition with the goal of raising class unity and generating a cohesive community built on trust in ourselves and respect for others?
Yeah!
Well, then I say, let's get this party started! But first, I'd like to announce the grand prize. The student who earns the most points at the end of the day will win... this! Authentic Super Deluxe Teacher-Only Magic Markers!
Only the teachers get those. Think of all the beautiful words I could write.
That's the prize? You expect me to slave away in the direct sunlight to win some magical ink pens? Mrs. Ripley, I'm afraid I'm unable to participate in your day of silly games.
Unable to participate? What's the matter?
Side ache. Yes. My side. It aches.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Go to the nurse's office immediately.
What's the matter, Toby? Afraid you won't win?
What? Of course I could win if I wanted to. I just don't want to.
It's okay if you don't win, you know. I'm just looking forward to having a good time with my friends.
Yeah, don't be afraid. Just playing the games is fun.
I'm in it for the markers.
Well, thank you all for sharing. Now, before I go, let me assure you I am stronger, faster, and just generally better than all of you. I have the agility of a cougar and the strength of a lion. Goodbye. Fine. I'll take part in the competition. But mark my words, I'm going to win those markers, not because I want them, but to show you that I, Toby, am a winner. And, yeah, I'll be right back.
It's time for the first event! The Potato Sack Race!
Hey, where's Toby?
No idea.
There you are. We almost started without you.
Prepare to lose.
Sure. Whatever you say, Toby.
Whoa!
Even with a side ache! Now you've got that field day spirit! Can I get a whoop whoop?
As expected, I am victorious, yay!
Whoa! How did you do that?
Prepare to lose.
Toby's voice doesn't sound authentic.
The next event is the Flexstorm Hang! Ooh-wee, I love this event! Each of you gets to hold your chin above the bar for as long as you can.
Okay. Ha! Should have removed backpack.
3 seconds!
Pretty!
2.5 seconds! Well, you really stuck that landing, Bob. 1 second!
You know, Word Girl has super strength. She could probably hold on for a long time.
Tell me about it. I want to use my superpowers so badly, but that would be cheating.
1 minute! Our new leader is Becky Botsford!
Not bad. Playing fair.
Next up, our current overall leader, Toby McAllister III!
Prepare to lose.
Why do you keep saying that?
5 minutes and still going strong. 30 minutes. Unbelievable. 1 hour. OK, okay, Toby. Nobody likes to show off. I think it's clear you're the winner.
As expected, I am victorious. Yay.
Something's going on here. Toby isn't acting like himself. He doesn't seem authentic. Oh, if something is authentic, it means it's real and exactly what it claims to be. For example, Toby's authentic voice sounds like, I'm Toby, I love robots. But all of a sudden, his voice sounds different. Fake, even. I think it's time for you to investigate and find out if Toby is up to something. Gotta win those markers.
As expected. I am victorious. Yay.
Going into the final event, Toby and Becky are tied for the lead with 95 points each.
Wow, how did Becky tie it up?
Don't you remember? Becky won the swimming race after Toby refused to jump in the water.
Oh,
so it all comes down to this. The tug of war!
Yay!
Ready, set!
Gotta win those markers!
Tug!
Tug!
Tugging! Tugging! Repeat!
All right, my little robo-Toby. Almost done with the competition. Soon everyone will know that I am a winner. Gotta keep it believable. Make them think you're the authentic Toby.
Training.
Psst, you could use your super strength.
I'm not a cheater.
Not now, Bob. I have to stay focused on the competition.
Bob, you're shaking the rope. I can't hold on.
Toby wins the tug of war and the grand prize.
As expected.
You were victorious.
Yay.
Good detective work, Bob. I think it might be time for Word Girl to pay Toby a little visit.
And now, it is with great pleasure that I present to Toby McAllister the grand prize.
I just want to say to all the people who doubted me, I win because I'm better than all of you at winning. Fools, simpering fools, fools!
Not so fast there, Toby.
Why, Word Girl, what a pleasant surprise. What are you doing here?
I just happened to be flying by the neighborhood searching for crime to fight. Yeah.
Too bad you weren't here a few minutes ago. You missed my spectacular performance. See? I've won the grand prize.
Tell me, Toby, was your victory today authentic, or did you cheat during the competition?
Oh, Word Girl!
Why, that's absurd! Of course I didn't cheat!
And how do you explain your sudden athletic ability?
Vitamins.
What if I said you used a robot? A robot that looks just like you!
Prepare to lose.
Prepare to lose is right, Toby. Since Toby cheated, these magic markers belong to whoever finished second in the competition.
I've been embarrassed once today, Word Girl, and it's not going to happen again.
Gonna use your super strength this time? It's not cheating.
Oh, you know it.
Unexpected result, not victorious.
Yay!
Young man, your performance in today's competition was not authentic. You cheated, which means you are disqualified. Therefore, the winner of Field Day is Becky Botsford.
I'll be sure Becky gets her grand prize markers. In fact, I'll deliver them to her personally.
And as for you...
Yes?
I think we'll be telling your mother about your behavior today.
No! Please! I'll do whatever you want. 50 push-ups, 100 squat thrusts. Just don't tell Mother!
And so, Word Girl saves the day yet again, while Becky Botsford earns her prize as the winner of the competition. Join us next time for more authentic fun and excitement on Word Girl!
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I Have a Word!
Our returning champion will have a chance to play for even greater prizes on the bonus round!
Emily, you correctly defined the word evade. Ready to play the bonus round?
Yes, Mr. Handsome.
Great. Take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for evade. Okay, Emily, it's all you.
I have to go with number one. Mrs. Botford is evading Huggy.
That's correct, Emily. You've won the bonus round. Huggy, show her the special prize. It's a Word Girl portable windshield. Sorry about that, Huggy. See you next time on
May I Have a Word.
Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. Word up!
Favorite word, what's your favorite word?
My favorite word is orange because it's my favorite color. I mean, like, I have orange sneakers, I have orange post-its at school, I have orange binders and books, I have orange shorts at my house. Like, there's just too many things. I can't even explain them all.
My favorite word is harmonica because I have one and I love to play it.
Captain Huggy Face, show us what chipper means. That's right. Chipper means to feel really happy and peppy. Congratulations, Huggy.